everyone, I'm Shantika, and welcome to JWU Talks. Today we're going to be talking about America's biggest fear. It's not books or heights, it's public speaking. And here with us today, we have three of the most daring experts who are more familiar with the topic. In fact, they have collaborated on the book titled The Speaker's Guide Book. Please welcome Destiny, David, and Shalini. Destiny, can you share with us a little bit about what you wrote?
Sure. We each kind of specialize in one area of public speaking. For me, it's the writing and the organization of your speech and how to prepare for it.
David, could you tell us what you wrote?
Of course. Hey, Shantika, it's a pleasure to be here. I wrote about how to deliver your speech and use your voice to the best of your abilities to capture your audience's attention.
And Shalini?
I specialize on how to communicate with your movements and avoid nervous tendencies.
Well, I'm going to turn it over to the audience and let them lead this interview. Can we start by taking questions?
Destiny, I'm giving a speech next week, and I'm not sure how much planning I have to do. Should I pre-write?
Yes, you most certainly want to plan out what you're going to say. Because you have a whole week to plan, you are giving your speech extemporaneously, which means having time to prepare rather than speaking on the spot. Make sure you have an outline and everything you're going to say has a purpose and it all flows.
How do I introduce things and make it all flow?
This is where your introduction and conclusion comes in. You want to grab your audience's attention, start with a quote, question, or story pertaining to this topic. Then at the end, tie everything together with one concluding statement, but still leave them wanting more by ending the same way you started, with a question, quote, or story.
How about you?
So does this mean you want us to act casual with our audience? Should we use familiar words and catchphrases?
Absolutely, but keep in mind your audience. Use words familiar to them, and if they may not already understand them, be sure to explain yourself.
How about you in the back?
When you say keep in mind your audience, do I need to think about that when choosing my topic?
Of course. When you pick your topic, consider who you're talking to. Think about the age group or cultures. Everyone has a different way of thinking, and your goal is to find something that all of them can relate to.
And you in the blue sweater?
How do you connect with your audience even once you've chosen a relatable topic?
This seems to be my area of expertise, so I'll take this one. So the biggest advice I can tell you is to be enthusiastic. If you show enthusiasm, you'll capture everyone's attention and also try to speak naturally. You want to sound like you're speaking with them rather than at them. Ask questions and also show your interest in the subject as you want them to be.
You right there?
If you want me to act natural, does this mean I shouldn't have my speech written out?
No, of course not. You don't want to memorize your speech because you'll probably forget it, and you can mess up and be flustered. But at the same time, you don't want to have a paper in front of you. What you can do is try writing note cards with main ideas and points so that with just one glance, you know what you're going to talk about.
But how do I sound confident in my speech even if I don't feel it?
Confidence is key. The most important thing is to be heard. Project your voice so the audience can hear you and be interested in what you're saying.
Other than using your voice, what kind of body language should I use that looks purposeful rather than nervous fidgeting?
That would be my subject. And you're right, some movements and hand gestures are effective in proving your point, whereas others just make you look anxious. Try and only use your hands when necessary and avoid playing with your hair, clothes, or jewelry.
I get nervous when all the attention is on me. How do I avoid this?
Well, you don't want the audience attention, but I know it can be intimidating. Try using other visual aids or demonstrations. Not only does this enhance your presentation, but it also allows you to direct your audience's attention on something other than yourself.
I'm afraid we're running out of time. Thank you, Destiny, David, and Shalini, for joining us tonight. Remember, audience, don't be afraid of public speaking. Be prepared, be confident, and raise your voice. Thank you all for coming. Good night.